all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of healing. We thank you for the anointing for deliverance and restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for sending forth your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness, to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region. I thank you for the strong man being bound in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your people might have liberty, that people's hearts would be open to hear and receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for a greater outpouring of your Holy Spirit. I pray for a refreshing. I pray, Lord God, that you would release your power. Release your power for healing all manner of sickness and disease and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for breaking that yoke of oppression and depression and anxiety. I come against that spirit of suicide. That person has been contemplating suicide. I bind the spirit of suicide in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command you to release them and to let them go. They will live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. I speak life. I speak the life of Christ in you. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. Lord, I pray for those families that are in need of a financial breakthrough. I thank you for that preacher that needs that financial miracle, Lord God. I thank you for the miracle manifesting itself in 7 days. I thank you, Lord God, for the abundance of all things. I thank you for meeting and supplying each and every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I pray that your blessing will be upon this teaching today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. What a blessing it is to be with you to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. I'm grateful and thankful, you know, as always, just to be here still. Glory to God. I pray that I'm still here. Amen. A lot of the shows are pre-recorded, saints. So when the Lord is, it's amazing how I might, you know, we might be 3 weeks. I might have been in the studio a month ago, and the Lord is speaking directly to what needs to be addressed. When I'm listening, I'm like, wow, God, that's why you had me say that 3 weeks ago. But I'm grateful. Amen. I'm grateful for the opportunity and the privilege to share the Word of God with you. I give it to you straight with no sugar added, not a typical radio preacher. That's my disclaimer. You know, a lot of times people are like, wow, man, you be bringing it. Hey, look, I got to tell it. Because you know what? One day I got to stand before God and give an account for every message that I've preached. That's something that preachers need to remember. We have to give an account for the souls that God has placed in our hands. And I realize that, you know, when I'm on the air, I have to be able to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to say it exactly like you want me to say it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, we spend so much time, you know, in seminary, you know, we learn how to draft and do all of these things and put it together. Excuse me, saints. And all of these things. But you know what? They just spoke by the Holy Spirit when you're reading the scriptures. They didn't have time to draft up a sermon. You know, they allowed the Holy Spirit. They had the Word of God and they was full of the Holy Spirit of God. They allowed the Spirit of God to speak through them. You know, you've heard me say over and over again that we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times, which we are. We need to be pressing our way into the kingdom of God. It's about being in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in this series just called It's Time to Press Into the Kingdom of God. And it's about just knowing him, walking with him, knowing who Jesus is, and realizing that we're called to be effective witnesses for him. Looking at the model that he set for us. The Bible declares he left an example for us to follow. And we look at, and we were in this last week, we were talking about the mandate in Luke chapter 4. And Jesus said, this is why the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's in Luke 4, verse 18. Let's go there. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the mandate right here for the church in the body of Christ. It hasn't changed. And then as you're doing that, then it shifts to phase two, to discipleship, to how to walk as a believer, how to live in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what the epistles are all about. But this is the mandate here, and you've heard me say this over and over again, that we're living in times to where people are in bondage. I've never seen so many believers in bondage. And they go to these big mega churches, and they're in bondage. We have more people in the body of Christ that are on some type of drugs, that are medicated for this, medicated for that. And I'm looking, I'm like, God, you've given us this power and this authority, and we're not exercising it. God, why aren't your people being set free? Why aren't people being healed? Why aren't people being made whole? And a lot of times, it's an issue of the heart. It's an issue like the man at the pool of Bethesda that we dealt with in John chapter 5, that we've been in this condition for so long, and we believe the wisdom of land, and we've allowed somebody to diagnose us as this and diagnose us with that. And said, no, I'm not accepting that. I don't embrace that. And then we don't have enough faith to believe God for our healing and our deliverance. Thank God for medication, but some of this psychological stuff that they put folk on, it messes folk up, and they become addicted to it. All of these antidepressants and all of these things, and it's just like, oh God. And then, you know, listen, I listen to some of these commercials, and it tells you all the side effects of this stuff. And then they start telling you that it might make you want to commit suicide. I ain't taking nothing that if I stop taking it, it's going to make me want to commit suicide. Or if I take it, it's going to give me thought. I said, wait, that don't sound right to me. We serve a God of life. We serve a God of deliverance. We serve a God of healing. We serve a God of restoration. And I'm praying, God, let us get back to the place to where your power is magnified in our lives, that people have a testimony that I've been redeemed, that the power of God has set me free from drug addiction, alcoholism, or whatever perversion, whatever it might have been. God has delivered and set me free from so much stuff. I'm like, God, if you did it for me, God, I know you can do it for them. But as we see here, and we left off last week when after Jesus had delivered this message and this sermon, and he was in the synagogue, and a person with an unclean demon cried out. And you know, some of you have heard me say this. There is an anointing for deliverance. There is an anointing that when the presence of God is so strong, that those demons will begin to manifest. And when they manifest, it's because God is ready to grant deliverance to the individual. Jesus was the first man that showed up on this planet that dealt with the demonic that way. In John chapter 4, verse 31, let's pick it up there and let's see what saith the scriptures. And it says, and he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath day. Remember, Jesus was Jewish, and that's another thing. He wasn't black, he wasn't white, he wasn't Asian. He's Jewish, our Messiah, Yeshua. Yeshua in Hebrew, Yeshua. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. He spoke with authority. As I told you, Jesus was not a punk. And in the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Yeshua of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. You see, they were not in denial. We're in denial here in America. We're in denial in most of the contemporary churches here in America. We don't want to deal with the issue of deliverance. Confronting the kingdom of God and darkness, dealing with the demonic that is behind most of the oppression, depression, anxiety, and all these different things. There's a core, yeah, there's the works of the flesh, but there's also a corresponding spirit. And I can say this is for real. Because I've done it, been doing it for years, casting out devils, casting out demons. The first time I heard somebody that was demonic, oh my gosh. I was a young preacher. I wasn't about 22 years old. I was at a conference, and this lady came down the aisle, and she started speaking Latin. And she started foaming at the mouth and fell down on the floor, and her eyes, oh my gosh. Most of the preachers scared the hell out of them. Most of the preachers, they jumped out. I ain't know no better. I jumped down there and said, I say the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Me and the guest evangelist, I got down there and went to work. But this is real. This is real. I've had so many encounters like this to where it's just like, wow, you know, I mean, I've had some very scary encounters dealing with this particular issue and subject. You know, I've had people, they would fly in to come and get delivered. They'd heard about my ministry and they would come in and say, you know, we heard that you could pray for us that I can get free from this thing that's been tormenting me all of my life. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, some people say you should write a book. I said, man. It's real, saints. It's real when you're facing somebody and that spirit comes up and it rises up. And a lot of times it will lay low and it'll just be quiet. But sometimes it'll rise up and you can look that person right in the eyes. And a lot of times I don't like to look people in the eyes because I don't really want to see it. I'm like, oh, God, not them too. But this thing said, leave us alone, because they want to be left alone. They want to inhabit that vessel. They want to destroy that vessel. People that are bound, there's a spirit of alcoholism. There's a spirit of drug addiction. And they all got names. There's a spirit of perversion. There's a spirit of deception. There's a spirit of hatred. There's a spirit of anger. There's a spirit of rage. There's a spirit of racism. Spirit. There's a spirit of jealousy. There's a spirit of compromise. There's a spirit of tolerance. I mean, you can just go down. And when you call that spirit out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and what happens when that person gets delivered and gets set free, that thing had immersed itself into their personality to where they have to learn how not to walk in that place anymore. It's like, oh my gosh. I didn't know. They began to see things differently because the enemy had deceived them and had bound them up. And somebody said, well, preacher, I just don't believe in all of that. You don't have to believe it. It's Bible. There's a spirit of unbelief. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's a spirit of unbelief. So whether or not you believe it or not, it's Bible. This is what's going on in our society today when you look at what's taking place. People are in bondage. People need to be told they can be set free. You don't have to be going to 12-step. You don't have to be going to all these different programs. The church has been equipped with power to deal with these issues. But we have been relying on the wisdom of man instead of the power of God to deliver and set people free. And you say, well, preacher, I just don't agree with you. Fine, don't. Read the Bible and allow the Holy Spirit to work with you. Because here's what the scripture says. In verse 38, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. And they besought him for her, and he stood over her, and he rebuked the fever. And it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now, when the sun was setting, they all that had any sick. Now, this is what Jesus did now here, right? Okay? We're talking about Jesus. All that had any sick with various diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and he healed them. I believe God is getting ready to release a healing anointing in the body of Christ. There have been people that are praying. I'm not the only one praying. I believe God is getting ready to start healing. We're going to begin to see divine healings and divine miracles. I'm not talking about the hype and stuff you see on Christian television and all that. I'm talking about we're getting ready to see and experience divine healings and miracles. No hype to where God gets the glory. And then he healed him. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he rebuked and allowed them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And you say, wow, this was the mandate. I'm praying that God would raise up preachers that will preach the full counsel of his word, no compromise, no hype, full of the Holy Spirit of God, and that will proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that people will be delivered and set free. And you say, well, preacher, that was just for the early church, and that was just for the apostles, the original 12, you know. But in Luke chapter 9, this was the mission of the 12. Then he called in verse number 1, and then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power. Now, we understand precedent. In the Gospels, there are precedents of healing and deliverance. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. That was the mandate. And in verse number 6, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. That was the mandate. Then when you get to Luke chapter 10, the mission of the 70. Okay, these were not the original 12. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great. The laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And in whatsoever house you enter, they first say, peace be to this house. And if the sign of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such things that they gave, for the labor is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter. And they receive you, eat such things as set before you, and heal the sick. And say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your way into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding. Be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable than the day for Sodom and Gomorrah for all these things. And then when you get to verse 17, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I watched Satan as lightning fall from. I saw him when he got kicked out. Woo! Mercy, mercy me. I love it. I just love it. They were excited. Oh, God. We're casting out devils. The demons are subject to us, Lord. The Lord replied, that ain't nothing. I watched Satan when he got kicked out. I hope somebody get it. And he says in verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the work of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice, not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Your names written down the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, you know what? That should be the norm, not the exception. Hey, you know what? Be glad that your names are written down, that you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. But this was the mandate of preaching deliverance and setting the captives free. In Acts chapter 10, you have Peter as he was preaching at Cornelius' house, as the Holy Spirit sent him there. And look what he said about Jesus. Oh, you're listening straight from his word. I pray you're getting something from this. And when Peter came to visit Cornelius and everybody was there, Peter opened up his mouth in verse 34. It says, and Peter opened his mouth and he said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, because salvation was getting ready to come to the Gentiles. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. This is the marriage scripture. This scripture is married to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, or with the Holy Spirit, and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captives. He then commissioned the apostles to do the very same thing. He then commissioned the 70 to do the very same thing. Why? Because Jesus is a liberator. He's a deliverer. He's a healer. He came to restore man's fellowship with God by dying on the cross at Calvary, by shedding his blood, paying the ransom price, paying the penalty for sin. Then he sent back the Holy Spirit to equip us, for us to be grafted into the kingdom of God. And we have the opportunity to say, I am a child of God. And that's why I say, Lord, thank you for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Need your prayers, need your financial support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord, return imminent. Be praying for your family, that their hearts be open to receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.